that. I got quite an arm workout. Welcome again to the English afternoon service at Mataki Green Chapel on Easter Sunday. I meant to bring a Bible. This is the time in our service where we share testimonies of the Lord, what he's done in our life, what he's taught to our hearts, and also ways that we can pray for each other, how we can carry each other's burdens. Wanted to share just something from the Word of God that I really enjoyed past week or so. I'm looking at Exodus chapter 19, starting with verse 9. The Lord said to Moses, "I'm going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, 'Be careful that you do not go up the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death.'" After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, "Prepare yourselves for the third day." On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai. Then I was reading in Matthew 28. Starting with verse 1. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, which was the third day after Jesus had been killed, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and trembled and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" So it was just by chance that I was reading this Exodus thing, and then I read this passage in Matthew, and I was really struck by how the passage in Exodus is this, I could see this foretaste of the resurrection that I hadn't seen before, right? Like God revealing himself in all of his power. On the third day, you have people trembling. You have the earth trembling. You have kind of earthquakes in both passages. God came down, and he came down in Exodus, but he was still kind of high up. In Matthew, we get this full image of God coming all the way down, all the way down. And the women could take hold of his feet. It says that. I had never really noticed that in Matthew 28. Verse 9, they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Those feet were marked with nail scars. These were the feet, the crucified and resurrected feet of Jesus. And it's through those feet that we live. So I love that. I love that you get, like, the whole Bible is always telling us about Jesus, right? Chris is so good at teaching us this view of the Word of God. Like, it's not just we have Jesus in this one section. It's the whole gospel is throughout the whole Bible. The Lord is screaming this message. And I just love seeing it in this unexpected way, looking at Exodus. But it was like the third day, trembling, just really beautiful to hear those refrains and then be catapulted into the passage in Matthew. So I wanted to share that because I thought that was good. We get to hold on to the clasp, those grasp the feet of Jesus and worship him. That's what we get to do today. Also wanted to share one more, another update. I shared last week that we would get Yua's health results on Monday, and we got those on Monday. And she is fine. Her chromosome test is healthy and normal, not even any allergies to report. We were really relieved. So she's just slow. She maybe was born 2 months early or something. We don't know her story. But thank you for your prayers, and thank you for maybe taking on some of our fear for us to the Lord. So now this is our family time. Anyone who'd like to come up, share what they're learning, share what the Lord has been doing, share how we can pray. Please come up. And my name is Darcy. I should have said that at the start because I want you to come up and say your names. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Jim, and maybe usually we think this is church, but we started cooking yesterday, this morning, and for me, working together, messing up, forgiving each other, still making, serving, this is really, to me, a kind of fellowship that's really special, and reminding me that this is part of church, and it's... I think last week, Abby, who's visiting from Ireland, joined us. And you could see that maybe in many churches around the world, you have church, 10:30 to 12, everyone says goodbye, and you don't have the chance to develop friendships, relationships, to depend on each other. And when we have more opportunities to do that, even cooking Easter lunch for, I don't know how many people, 120 people today, it's a chance to appreciate God's work in us, because I know I couldn't have done that before. I'd be happy to be served, but it's really a blessing. So if you miss the chance to be helping from 9 o'clock this morning, next year I hope we'll be doing again one way or another, but I was really blessed, certainly. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Michelle. Just an update. My son has just finished submitting the application for the visa, but the time is not on our side. Because in the Philippines, this week actually is the Lenten season, so holidays are long. So the visa processing is about 10 to 15 days, 10 to 15 working days after it will be released. But as I always encourage my son, nothing is impossible in the Lord. If it's God's will that he will come the soonest, then everything will just be clear. But for now, please continue to pray for God's favor for my son. He really wanted to come very soon. I know he misses Japan very much, and also the things that he enjoyed a lot here. So please continue to pray for him. Last night I had a talk with him, and it's kind of difficult for him. He said it's difficult for him to stay alone. To stay alone in my parents' house. So my sister is very generous also to really invite him to their house. But of course, Chris still felt very, I would say, isolated. Isolated. He just wants to come the soonest. And he said, maybe I will be better. But the good thing that I really appreciate about him was the words he said, Mama, I'm okay. I still believe in the Lord, and I'm still good. It was so comforting for me. Like, it's difficult for him to go to church now that he is in my parents' house, but he just assured me that he is spiritually fine. Spiritual fine. He said, I'm fine, Mama, I'm okay, so don't worry about me. I'm still good, and I still believe in the Lord. So it's kind of comforting in my part. So please continue to pray for him. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Arts. I was talking with Darcy last night, and we thought, people might think we have a pretty good marriage, don't you think? And she said, yeah, it might seem like that. And we do. But the thing is, it hasn't always been like that, and it's been a struggle, you know? And I think there's lots of people, I think I've shared about personal struggles, and Darcy shared about personal struggles, but we haven't had real marital struggles since we've been here, which is awesome. We've had issues that we've worked through, but I just want to encourage the married people out there that I don't know how you do it without counseling and without Jesus. So I don't know that Jesus plus good Christian counsel plus desire to sacrifice our self-interest and serve the other person was really what has kept this marriage together. And so I just want to state publicly that you need help. you can't do marriage by yourself. You can't do marriage with two people. It doesn't work. Two people and Jesus is good, but you really need two people, Jesus, in Christian insight or some psychological insight. And so it's important for people to know, if you think we have a good marriage, we do. And that just didn't happen because we're two nice people. We're two very broken people, and it started off very, very poorly. And if you think I'm a good guy, I'm not. I'm not now, but I was much worse earlier. So there's a constant refining in my life personally, and it has been in our marriage. And we did premarital counseling, and we've been in counseling in and out since we've been married, and most recently, you know, as recently as you know, 6 weeks ago. So I want to encourage you. Marriage is hard. I don't know how secular people stay married. A lot of secular people stay married because of the children. I couldn't even do that. You know what I mean? So I just want to encourage people, get the help that you need. You know, I have somebody at home that wants to do everything by himself because he's so proud. And I said, if you think you're going to heal yourself, if you think you're going to succeed in this world without anyone's help, I've got some news for you. You're going to fail because we all need help. And that doesn't just apply to our jobs and to our personal endeavors, and applies to our marriages. So, you know, I have a wonderful wife, and I'm very blessed to have her. We've had great struggles, but now we have I think we have a really, really great relationship, and I'm so happy about it. but it was hard. I mean, the first 5 years were hard, and then the sixth year was hard, and this is the seventh year. It's pretty good. So, you know, it takes time, and so I just want to encourage you to stick it out, get the help that you need, and, you know, pray, sacrifice to each other, all that kind of stuff. So it's hard being single, too, but I haven't been single for a long time. Thanks, baby, for marrying me. You're the best.
Well, since we've had Darcy and Art share, let's just get the whole family up here. And we wanted to have a little bit of a prayer, not a dedication, but yes, a dedication, a prayer, a blessing of prayer for their new baby, Yua-chan. So I want to ask the Stantons to come on up here. Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey. Lion King.
You got to face her out. You got to hold her out this way, though. There you go. Yeah, all right. Yeah, he's about the size of a lion, this guy here. So, just to familiarize those of us here, Art and Darcy and their daughter Megumi joined Mitaki a few years ago. They were missionaries in East Japan, in the area of Nagoya, and they were looking to do missionary work to people who are depressed or having trouble psychologically, who are what we call hikikomori, shut-ins. And so a few years ago, they moved to Hiroshima because Pastor Hiroshi has a specialization in treating those with hikikomori. And while in the past 2 years they were here, during that time, they have adopted their second daughter, Yua-chan. And that's her right there. Oh, say hello. Yeah, right on. So,
she will be
1 year old next Friday. All right, just in time. So, I want to put Art and Darcy on the spot for just a moment. I want to ask you two questions. This is not rehearsed at all because we don't rehearse at Mitaki. But the first question is, how would you describe Yua, what she means to you in two or three words? Okay, two or three words to describe Yua and what she means to you. And then the second question would be, what is your hope for Yua? What is it that you want to pray for or that you are asking the Lord to do? All right. So it looks like she's ready to answer, too. So those are the two questions. Take them in any order, but however you want to do it, Art or Darcy.
Okay. I probably will. To me, so Yua's kanji are, her Yu kanji comes from yasashi, from the kanji that's in yasashi, so means gentle or kind. And then her ah, the ah sound comes from the I kanji of love. So this was a name her birth mother picked for her, but it is perfect, because to me, Yua-chan is gentle love, and that also has exactly been my prayer for her, is that she will be gentle love in the world, and she will bring hope where there's no hope.
Whoa. That was my answer. She's really smiley, which is great. Actually, that was like one of the reasons I thought she might have like Down syndrome. I'm like, she smiles too much. I'm like, people with mental disabilities don't smile this much. So for some reason, she's just been blessed with like a super sweet smile. So yeah, smiley, gentle love. Megumi's a goofball, so we always ask God to bring laughter where there's crying, and so we ask God to bring gentle love where there's been abuse or distress.
Amen. All right, well, I'm going to pray a blessing for her, and in order to do that, I'm going to need to hold her. So, yeah. Hey, little sweetheart. Look how calm you are when you're in my arms. All right, okay. So, all right. So please join us in prayer as we dedicate Yua to the Lord and her family. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the blessings that you give to us. The greatest of them are the children that you provide. Father, that truly you have blessed Art and Darcy with a gentle and loving and joyful little princess. Lord, we ask that you would lay your hand upon her, keep her, and be with her always. Help her to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Help her to grow in wisdom and stature in the sight of men and of God. And we pray for the Staten household, that it would be a place, an environment of nurturing, and Lord, a fear of the Lord, so that as Yua grows in the household, she would know the Lord, the Jesus who saves her, and Jesus who loves her, and God the Father who has adopted her into his family. So we are thankful for these things, and we dedicate her to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Congratulations.
Hello, sound check. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. Happy, happy Easter Sunday to every one of us. I just want to share one song and let us hear it. Well, my name is Jeanette. So long I searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the word and my grief. My present was opened by love, for the ransom was paid, I was free. Oh, I'm free from the fears of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. Shackles for his glorious own. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm free from the guilt that I carry, from the dull of empty life. I'm set free. My Jesus, he made me complete.
In Hebrew, God, the foolish child I used to be. Oh, I'm free from the fears of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. Oh, I'm treading my shackles. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I am free from the guilt that I carry, from the dark of empty light. I'm set free, for when I meet my Jesus, in Hebrew, God, the foolish child I used to be. Oh, I pray from the face of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. Oh, I'm treading my shackles. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. Oh, I'm treading my shackles for His glorious home. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. Oh, I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I
also know we have some visitors today, so I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I would like to put you on the spot. Would you please introduce yourselves to the body here? We'd love to know your names and maybe a little bit about yourselves. Thank you for taking the invitation and coming up. I appreciate it.
Hello, my name's Guy. This is my father, Edward. So I've been living in Japan for about 10 years. I actually live in Nagatsuka, so very close by. My wife's Japanese, and we have three daughters. My mother passed away in February, and my father, well, we made the decision together that, because I'm an only child, that he should come and live with us in Japan. So that was a big decision that we made after all the kind of funeral and so on arrangements. And we're in the process of doing all of that at the moment. So we're in the middle of visa applications and so forth. And I discovered in England it's very difficult to prove that you're an only child, where there is no koseki tohon in England. So that's our kind of story, we wanted to come to today because of particularly Easter. Because of Easter, because my dad was always attending his local church back in the UK in Pershore, which is a little place near Birmingham in Worcestershire, and That's basically our story. Did you want to say anything?
I think that says it all.
So thank you all for your hospitality.
Thank you so much for coming up and introducing yourself. Are there other people who are new today? Please, will you please come up too? I'll stand right here with you. So you don't have to be scared. Thank you so much for coming up. Thanks for coming today.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Yvonne Ivasco from Philippines. I am from Cagayan de Oro City. So I'm happy to hear that there are a lot of Filipinos here. And a friend actually introduced this church to me. And finally have the chance to come here right in time for the Easter. And I live in Higashi, Hiroshima. I'm a student of Hiroshima University. So, yeah, yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Is anyone else here for the first time?